Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Happy Friday, one and all, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, Scott Hanna and Todd Mitchell. And Dan the Man, going to answer your calls today. When you call, just say, hey, Daniel, what's up? Happy Friday. Give him a shout. We have lots of time for your calls in this first hour. I have a question. I'm going to do everything in my power this first hour, not to mention one thing that is quite obvious about what ails us at this moment in time. Because a kindergartner could figure this out. Todd, remember when we used to say a fifth grader could figure this out?
Yes.
We've now gotten to the point where a kindergartner could figure out how stupid this is. Right? If I were going to mention problems, I'd say the fact that we have an invasion at our southern border. An invasion. And I get a kick out. We're going to let 100,000 Ukrainians come in, refugees. Oh, really? Like anybody's counting. What are we up 2 million plus now that have poured in the south border? What? Like, okay, 100,000? No, can't go 100,001. No. Because just send them to the southern border. So if I were to mention a problem, the border would be one. Inflation and what's happening to everybody's, especially folks on fixed income, going backwards every single month. You know, at least if you're able to say, well, I need a different job. I'm going to have to make more money. I have to go back to school, get a different skill, make more money because you have that ability. But if you're a fixed income, you're retired, you either got to have a wicked good plan to grow your money to make up for some of what you... So if I were to mention any problem, that'd be one. The economy. I would probably toss in the fact that at a time when we have an immediate need for more sources of energy in Europe to replace that of Russia, that we're not going to import Russian oil, that we have the ability to, on a dime, turn up our production in America, that'd be an example. You get the idea. But I'm not going to do that because we do that almost every day. We could find things in each of the communities in which we live in. I talked to somebody yesterday in Bismarck, and they said, what is going on now? Like, what, milk carton bombs or something? What is, I'm mentioning problems again, and I promised I wouldn't, but.
Milk carton bombs?
I heard something about.
That was like something I did in fifth grade.
Right, but I guess some kind of threats of things going off in the street or something.
You put the whole thing of milk on the floor and you jump on it.
Maybe I shouldn't trust Bismarck people reporting the news. I don't know. But
you probably should not trust. Oh, my. You're trusting that?
Well, so that's where the buzz was anyway. But
you got to find the needle in the haystack on that thing. But all right.
We know enough to know that there's been a challenging week on the... crime front, right? So I'm saying you could do this city by city, you could do it county by county, you can do it throughout the state, you can do it the country. I get it, okay? And a kindergartner could figure out the direction we're going in this country. You know, if I were to mention things that are alarming, maybe it'd be men in women's sports winning championships. I don't know.
But he came in last place over the weekend, so yeah, apparently he's not going to win every single one of them.
Probably threw it just so he could get the heat turned down a little bit.
That was the first thing I wondered about, too. Yeah, you did that on purpose, didn't you?
Make this go away. I just don't want the grief today, so I'm going to slow things back, dial it back a little bit here and try and look like it's an actual contest.
There you go.
Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour. Can't wait to see what he has to say about Joe Biden's sanctions. Were never supposed to work. Todd, didn't you know that? They were never supposed to work.
Huh? Then why do we do them?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And didn't you say they were going to work? So which is it? I don't know. It's just, you can't make it up.
Is that how you get out of it when you're president then? Everything that doesn't work, you just say, that wasn't supposed to work.
A kindergartner,
why did you do it?
A kindergartner would recognize that, so
exactly.
What's going on.
Exactly.
So here's the question of the day, and we have a whole hour to talk about this. What should we be doing about it? What can we be doing about it? How do you say enough? How do you push back? Where do you channel your frustration? How do you roll up your sleeves and say, okay, I get it. It's here. Now I want to do something about it. What do you do? I'm of the belief we just need a little shoulder-to-shoulder, arm-in-arm hope. This is how I tackle this issue. This is how I channel my frustration. Here's how I decide to push back. I'm going to go to a school board meeting. Whatever. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Whatever it is you do. Really haven't paid attention to who, was on the ballot before. I'm going to this time. I'm going to pay very close attention. So, here's what you do. You dial us up. Daniel's talking to somebody right now. Getting them stacked up. Question of the day. What can or should we do about what is happening? And you decide whatever it is that is happening that most concerns you and tell me what you're doing about it. 701-258-0550. I do not want to hear about any problems because we know they're there. We've done that plenty of times. Today is about solutions, about channeling your frustration into something productive, even if it just makes you feel better, right? You're glad you feel better. It might not be making any difference, but this is how I get through this. This is what I do. And it's your way to push back or your way to make a difference. Give us your best practices in perilous times. And I will say this. This is not a enjoyable chapter for Republicans, conservatives, people that stand for faith, family, freedom, Constitution. Seeing what was fixed, if you will, from 4 short years of the Trump administration and take a lot of this on, being undone so quickly, and the whiplash it's hard to watch. But we're still living in the greatest country on the face of the earth.
True.
And I'll never say, well, okay, it's over, it's done, it's going to, yeah, it's just a matter of when, if, how, here we go. Because we could have said that how many times? How many times in 200 plus years could that have been said? So I'm not going to go there. What do you do about it? Where do you find your hope? What keeps you rolling on it? Here's how you weigh in on this question today. Text us, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590 to text. We much prefer calls, especially on Friday. First-time callers go to the front of the line. We send them right up there, Todd, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And we celebrate them. We say, Yahoo! We're glad you're here. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550.
You say Yahoo like that, too, every time we
Yahoo!
Where?
Like one of those commercials Yahoo? Or something. I don't know what. Is it the Yahoo commercial?
Wasn't that a Warren Zevon? That was a Warren Zevon song back in the day.
It probably was, yeah. 701-258-0550. And first-time callers get the Wahoo! Today on the program. Or you can email us. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tom, Jamestown, what do you do?
Boy, that was quick.
About this.
Okay, here's the problem, and here's the possible solution as to what I'm doing about it.
Okay, make the problem really short, because we said we weren't going to deal with problems, we're going to deal with what we're doing about it.
But well, he's coming with a solution, though.
Yeah, you got a solution, so we'll let you...
problem, so I can tell you the solution.
Okay, I got it.
The problem is the Grand Forks School Board has a policy that... if a student all the way from K through 12 says they are a transgender and wants to be called by a certain pronoun, they will accommodate them. But the parents will not be informed. That is in the policy, word for word almost. So what I'm doing is contacting the superintendent, wondering if, trying to encourage him. to really take a close look at that policy and convince his board that that is really not the way to go. You never want to leave the parents out of the equation, no matter what the issue is. It's kind of a brand new precedent, I believe, as to what's occurring in the transgender realm, and it's absolutely terrible.
Like, the like parents won't find out in the first place. I always love it when they think, well, don't tell the parents, because
well, it's just wrong.
They find out.
He's right, though. I mean, it's just this is wrong. It's against anything that is even close. A kindergartner could figure out, look, if the school is saying, okay, we're not going to tell mom and dad about this, but here's what the plan is here. You just tell us you're a boy, and then you're a boy. You just tell us you're a girl, and then you're a girl. We're good to go there. I mean, that's why even the state high school, sports athletic and association, what are they, NDSAA, that governs high school sports in the state.
NDHSAA.
They have a stricter plan than that. But I think Tom deserves kudos, and I'll give it up.
Yes.
Woohoo! Because he's not screaming and hollering. He's going to the superintendent and say, hey, this is just wrong. How do we work this out? How do you convince your board otherwise? I love that. More solutions we can
now
up.
You compare Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Think about it. State spending is at an all-time high. The rainy day fund is full. And our income tax rates are the sixth highest in the country. Hey, Governor Walz, it's our surplus. Give it back. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fixes everything, you know. Have a good night's sleep, and the day's just much easier. Where my friend Mike Lindell invented a better way for you to sleep. That's right. It's called the greatest pillow money can buy. And it's also called Giza Dream Sheets. Couple of things. New sleepwear. Right now, the sheets and the towels are 60% off. 60% off. Somebody have a birthday coming up? tired of the same old, same old. Maybe it's an anniversary. Here you go. If you do not have these sheets, you're missing out. They are the absolute best. I think of it. I think of this very conversation on the air every time I slide into the sheets. Say, oh, man, everybody should have these. And they're 60% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Question of the day, what can we do about this? Everybody knows what this is. We all have our own this, concerns and worries and everything else. What do we do about it? How can we push back? What should we do? What can we do? Texter says what to do about it. What I've done and will continue doing is talk to, write, email, text folks in an attempt to get as many Democrats out of government as possible. Unique spelling on Democrat, Todd. How do you spell Democrat? He is a D-U-M-B-O-C-R-A-T-S. I don't...
No, no, no. D-E-M-O, like demolish.
Okay.
Demo.
Well, I did the autocorrect here on the air for him, if you didn't notice. Kit in Hillsboro, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 258-0550 to answer this question. Kit, are you there?
Hey. Yes, I'm here. Whatever
now
the
I can hear you.
You perceive, okay. Whatever the problem is you perceive, what you need to do is you need to get out and run for office. Yes, it takes time. It takes money. The rules are complex, and they're made that way because they want to dissuade the average person from running and having their voice heard. You can stand in front of school boards all you want and talk. They're not listening. You can mail politicians, email, call, all you want. You might get attention, you might not. The best way to do this is to take charge and put yourself on the line and run for an office. And really run. Don't just tip your toe in the water. Go out there and mean it. And start at the township level, the school board level, the county level, and try to get the correct people that think like you in office and make it be you. Stop letting other people and trusting in other people to run your life for you.
Very good. Very well said, Kit. Very well said. No doubt about it. Why do you think more people don't do that? Take your advice.
Well, I tell you what, it's damn tough. The rules are written to protect the status quo. You have, they make it so difficult to get on a ballot. They make it so difficult to understand the rules and regulations of the way they've set everything up. And that would be one of the first things someone should do if they do get into office is make it easier for the average person. Don't require that you have to have so much money up front to run for an office. What is the big deal about letting the average person run for office? What are they scared of? They're scared of losing their power and control. And until we do something to take it back, we're going to be sitting in the same boat we are right now. It's leaking and we're bailing.
Yeah, boy, you are crushing it. You're exactly right. I think we've become too comfortable in our own little world, you know? I want to go to the lake on the weekend. I want to be able to, you know, be at home during the week. I want to, you know, it's just sort of, I'm in my little cocoon, my little bubble. And you know, that's such a different mentality from, you know, the era of my parents and grandparents. You think about the founding fathers, these were all people with, you know, they were citizen legislators. They're farmers and blacksmiths and, you know, every walk of life. And what did they do? They said, well, my country's worth it. I'm going to get in a room and I'm going to have great personal sacrifice. Write the founding documents, you know? I love that.
The people we need in power are the people who don't want it.
Amen.
They don't want the power. They don't want the control. The people we have in power right now thrive on it.
It's a great point, Kip. Great point. And even at a minimum, get involved in your own particular legislative district. You know, be a delegate. Go there, pay attention so that truly these people understand they work for you. They're running to represent you. It's a great advice, Kit. Love your energy, and let's see what others have in the way of suggestions here.
Did you forget your little cheer, by the way?
Why, was Kit a first-time caller? I don't know if she was or not, but normally Daniel tells me.
Okay.
Usually Daniel will tell us. Yeah, so then I can go, okay. Woohoo! Yep. Doug in Rapid City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I just got a quick little glimmer of hope for us here. I was doing selling some Trump merchandise at a booth at the Black Hills Stock Show, and I also had one at the Valley City Winter Show, and the majority of my clientele was teenagers. And there was one real neat part down here. There was a bunch of teenagers in one day, and they were all buying my Trump flags. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And here they were going to wear them to school because of a Pride Day. They could wear everything else but their political stuff. And here all these teenagers were running around like a bunch of little Trump superheroes with these flags that looked like capes all over the building. So I thought that was kind of neat. There is a little bit of hope for us.
Nice. I mean,
good for them.
Yeah,
exactly right.
There was
one way to say
about. Yeah, there was a group of about five boys, and the one boy wanted to buy a Let's Go Brandon shirt. He says, "No, I don't think my mom will let me wear it." And the other boy said, "Well, just don't wear it to school." And the one kid says, "Yeah, but my mom likes Biden." All four boys looked at the other younger one and says, "What's wrong with your mom?"
Oh, kids, that's great. Well, maybe there's hope for that younger generation saying, you know what, when it doesn't make sense, we're going to do something. Love the story, Doug. Thank you very much. Paul and Towner, what's on your mind?
Yeah, your caller who said get Democrats out of government. I have to push back on that. The biggest thing I can think of is Al Gore and George W. Bush. My point would be, if the Supreme Court had let Florida count, there's a real chance that Gore would have been president. And from Gore being president, we would not have had the Iraq War, period. It wouldn't have happened.
We got a few stretches there. One is there were plenty of hanging chads. That became total bunk in how that was invented, and obviously they ran up the clock there, so I don't think there's any doubt George W. Bush won that race. And despite all the levers of government, they found a way. But the idea that the war in Iraq would have been different, I don't know. You could play that game all day long, I guess, Paul, but you don't think Saddam Hussein, which, by the way, the weapons of mass destruction did exist. We found that more and more and more. They were just shipped elsewhere, right? And there's been... Yeah, that's true. But my point is this. If knowing what we know, I think maybe Iraq would have been different. There's no question about it. Some people say, you know, hey, in retrospect. On the other hand, there's people say, well, they were there. They just were shipped out. But, you know, the Iraqi situation reminds me a little bit of the situation with Zelensky right now. You know? And so if you just say, that's Saddam Hussein. Just let him have his reign of terror. I'm not sure a Democrat would have had to act on that, just like Joe Biden's having to act about this. But anyway, that's a little too woulda, shoulda, coulda. Fred and Wing has some solutions next.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Department of Justice charged four Russian government employees Thursday for their part in two historical hacking campaigns targeting the global energy sector in 135 countries between 2012 and 2018. The cyber attacks came from Russia's Federal Security Service against the energy sector conglomerates, so says Deputy Attorney General Lisa O'Monico in a statement. She continues, Russia state-sponsored hackers pose a serious and persistent threat to critical infrastructure both in the United States and around the world. President Biden, after meeting with NATO allies Thursday, said if Russia were to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, it would trigger a response from NATO.
We would respond. We would respond if he uses it. The nature of the response would depend on the nature of the use.
The European Space Agency has confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with Russia's space program. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I got a clock that's screwed up here.
Tom Petty's got it figured out, Todd. Says you don't back down.
You know the story behind that song?
I don't.
He was in the middle of recording that album, and somebody torched his residence.
Is that right?
Gave another song idea. I won't back down. Fantastic. Way to go, Tom Petty.
Way to go, Tom Petty. Songs of Hope today on the program. Giving you a little fuel for the fire on what we do about this. That's the question. 800-228-0550, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile. Our friends at Patriot Mobile know there's a few things that can worry you, so their answer is don't give money to people who do things to you that you don't like and fund things you don't like, a woke agenda. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Who else says that about their company? Who runs around and says, hey, we are Christian conservative here?
Wow.
They also say...
It's shut down, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Canceled. But they stand up. They share your values, support organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life. Veteran and first responder heroes, they have special discounts for veterans and first responders. Also, if you have multi-line accounts... Bottom line, support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Fred and Wing, no problems today because we know. We know all about them. We want to know what you do about it, what you're pushing back, what you're channeling your frustration into, Fred. Any ideas?
Besides these school boards, Scott, thank you for... And that lady that came on, she was spot on. What was her name?
Kit in Hillsboro, North Dakota.
Wow. Good job. Thanks for letting me on, Scott. If there's any first-time callers, I'll hang up. But I'd like to hear people come on, too. I remember going to a school board meeting one time. It's not only sometimes... The members are all liberals or out to get you. A lot of times they're just misinformed. A lot of times, see now your superintendents have been gone through college courses to learn how to read the script that they get sent to them. And I've seen this happen way back in the 80s and the 90s already, where the school board, was subject to stuff from the national, school boards. This stuff was sent a booklet on how to handle parents in a school board meeting. The booklet was laid right in front of the superintendent while he was reading it off. If the parents just are armed with that when they go to a school board meeting and they can point it out to the good school board members that are on the board yet, that helps. I just wanted to give you that. But in the Bible, Scott, it doesn't say that there's going to be the end of the earth. It doesn't say that everything's going to come crashing down around us. It says that the Christians will be taken out because God doesn't want them to be hurt. He tries everything. Jesus tries everything to get people saved and get them to heaven with him, to be with him forever. And they reject it. So there's going to have to be a judgment on this earth, but we don't have to go through it as Christians. And then it's going to come, and then there's going to be a 7-year period. And then we come back and rule for another 1,000 years, folks. It says that in the Bible. And the thing that might kick that off is the Ezekiel war, which involves Russia. It says it all in the Bible, folks. And when you see all these things happening, look above you in the sky, it says your redemption draws nigh. That's Resurrection Day. It's coming. We have to believe that. But don't quit fighting in the meantime.
And your best practice on that front to keep hope through that. You know what the prize is. You've said it well. And we're all wise to remember it and live that way every single day. In the meantime, give me some other examples of what you do. By the way, others welcome here today. 258-0550. The question of the day is, what do we do about it? What can we do about it? What should we do about it? What's the answer here? 258-0550. Local telephone number 258-0550. You can also text us 701-237-1590. Anything else? Fred, you'd suggest, you mentioned earlier, sometimes it isn't about your Democratic friends being, you know, sinister, evil, awful on this, that they're ill-informed. So is that, have you found having a conversation, is fruitful in that regard? If you have somebody who's a diehard liberal and you have a conversation with them, do you get a sign of life there?
Well, it's really hard, folks. I mean, there is no way. I mean, so many good things have been censored from us in the last 5 years. You can't even go to the internet and prove something to them. You can't find a news broadcast besides yours, of course, and a few others. Unless you go to a religious channel, you can find a few things, but they are being taken off the air. They're being censored. And a lot of people don't even believe that's happening. And so and it's happening. Absolutely. I know. I'm gonna tell you something, a gloom and doom story.
Uh-oh. Now, we wanted hope today, and now you're gonna give us gloom and doom. All right.
But I told you that there is nothing that can keep this evil away, but we can get out of it. That's what I'm saying. And the Bible tells us that, so we got to live with that. There's evil in this world. When Kramer was talking about those missiles coming across, those hypersonic missiles, the way that works is the Earth rotates at 24,000 miles an hour. It goes, there's a 24 hours in the time zone. It's 24,000 miles around the Earth, 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, I meant 1,000 miles an hour. It's 24,000 miles around the Earth. It takes 24 hours to go around 1,000 miles an hour. They send these hypersonic missiles toward the east. That's the direction of the rotation of the Earth. And they send them up in the air. They're not over your country at all at that point. They get up in the air where they can go without air to restrict them. Then they turn them back toward the west, and they gain 1,000 miles an hour. And as they're coming, it just increases the speed by 1,000 miles an hour because of the rotation of the Earth. Then as they come back toward the west, toward their target, toward you, they're gaining speed of 1,000 miles an hour plus another gravitational gain, and they hit you at such a tall speed it don't even need explosives. And those things are, you cannot track them. So I'm just saying that there are things in this Earth that probably could destroy it all. And it's bad. So we got to go to the one hope, the blessed hope.
Fred, appreciate your call. Dexter agrees with you. To cope and fight back, I apply faith first, they write. We can't trust our government leaders. I pray and put my trust in the only one who can be trusted, and I don't care what the liberals think. God is more powerful than all their corrupt ways put together. God can move and inspire people to change and fight these satanic, inspired people. Text me says solution. Become a delegate of your district. Go to the convention next weekend like I'm doing. We will never change the people who made it this way by complaining. We need new representatives. Are you going to the convention, Scott? I will be covering the convention. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Texter says, we won't be the best nation for long. Even the Philippine nurses here in North Dakota say they see communism coming right here in North Dakota. See, this is the defeatist stuff that I don't subscribe to. I'm so glad my wife and I got in on the Dave Ramsey plan, says another listener. Life-changing when hard times hit. All right, there's one preparation. And we have a little bit of a food fight going on between a caller earlier who said Democrats were the reason for this mess. You remember the caller called in and said, oh, that whole Al Gore thing, there's my proof. If Al Gore had won, we wouldn't have the war in Iraq. There you go. This texter says that Paul can push back all he wants. History's on my side. The worst things to come from Washington, D.C. have come from Democrats. Example, who fought tooth and nail against blacks being treated equally? Democrats. Who led the fight for equal rights? Republicans. Tell Paul to go look it up. Tell Paul to go look it up. 701-258-0550. A few questions coming in for Senator Kramer already. That's great. We'll save those for next hour. Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Question of the day is this. Name the problem. We know what that is. There's a long list right now. What do you do about it? How can we push back? What should we do to push back? I would argue, and I am today, that that is a better use of your frustration and your energy rather than wallowing in what is wrong, because there's plenty of it. I'm not denying any of it. But what do you do about it? And if what you're doing about it is, I talked to these Philippine nurses, the communism's coming, and we're done. We won't be the best nation for very long. I don't know how you live like that. I don't know how you get up every day believing that our best days are behind us. I can't operate that way. Can't do it.
Yeah, it's kind of an empty life, isn't it? You want to live like that? Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people are right now, though. It's impossible not to be frustrated.
It's easy to fall into that trap, and I get it, because there are frustration factors all over the place. I totally get that, but do you want to let them knock you down? Or do you want to stand up and fight back?
I want some comfort food.
Fight back.
I want a good lunch today. Good lunch today to make everything better. Don't you think, Todd?
That's a great idea.
Exactly right. So depending on where you're traveling today, I'd find a PetroServe USA. Bismarck Mandan for some great chicken. 4 for $4 special, hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, lowest price fuel in the state. All the way over to, let's take a look at Glendon, Minnesota, or Euland today. What do we got on special there? Euland is battered cod pollock filet. Woo! Glendon, Minnesota, cod fillets and pollock fillets.
I like that.
Cod for Todd. Cod fillets and pollock fillets in Glendon today. MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Fish sandwich. 12th Avenue and I-29. Your choice of a country fried steak today or fish sandwich. Harwood I-29 exit. 3-piece fish fry basket or a sloppy Joe. Valley City off exit to 292. You got the meatloaf as an option or the fish and fries. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Fresh baked chicken or the fish sandwich. So a lot of options today. That's what you call home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, along with the lowest price fuel under the Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA brand at all PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. One more segment to go. Answer the question. What are you doing about
another big rally with President Trump is happening this Saturday in Georgia. And Newsmax will again be the only major news network covering the rally live. That's why I made the switch to Newsmax and watch it all the time. They've had some of the best coverage on Ukraine. They've been exposing the dangers of Joe Biden. That's why millions are tuning into Newsmax. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. He's right. And this Saturday, President Trump says he'll talk about the war in Ukraine and give new warnings as well.
You need to watch Newsmax and join Newsmax Trump list and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join that Trump Newsmax list by texting the word zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. Trump is also set to make a major announcement, so don't miss this on Newsmax. Text zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Trust me, you'll love it. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Can you? No, 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 no. Can't stop believing.
Just a small town girl.
Little journey for you today on the program. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number to answer the question, what are you doing about it? News note here, Grand Forks crews have closed down the lower trails of the Greenway. Due to the rising floodwaters, includes the dog park located in the Lincoln Drive Park. The rest of the Greenway remains open, but users come across parts of the trails that are closed due to water. That's what the Greenway's for. So, it's, well, it's, you know, a sign of certainly typical late March, early April high floodwaters. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. So, that's good news there. One example that I can think of that is rather inspiring about what do we do about something is our friend Bill Dalzell. Farmer, seasonal farmer at Ray, North Dakota, saw what was happening with Putin's aggression towards the Ukrainian people and said, I can't just sit on the sidelines and do nothing. I've got to do something. And found his way to Poland, found a train from Poland to Kyiv, and is right there. Is that not the most inspiring thing you can think of? Of somebody that said, send me, I'm going to go over there and help? Bill, we're talking about how people can channel frustrations today and do something about it. And asking for examples, and you're a great example. So just wanted to give you a shout-out today. How are you?
Great, guys. You know, real quiet here. Appreciate you guys talking. This is probably, well, definitely my last Friday here. Getting ready to take off. But these guys, just amazing people I'm with. And, I mean, you guys are going to make me blush giving me all these kudos like this. But I like to think that anybody, or most people, anyway, that given this opportunity, right place, right time, would do the same thing. I mean, it's just, we can't, like I told you before, we just can't walk by and see somebody brutalized. It just, you know, it's not in our nature. But, I mean, yeah, this place, it reinforces my faith in humanity. You know, it's actually the best trip I've ever taken. I was a little unsure. Not sure I'm getting out of here yet. Train's pretty much been canceled, but I didn't know I was getting in here. So at least I'm consistent. But I'll leave out of here on Monday. And, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm a little sad. You know, excited to get back to North Dakota for planting season. That's always fun and lucrative. But, I'm a little sad I'm leaving here. But we accomplished a lot. You know, we set up contacts for people who want to come in here and volunteer or do whatever. And so friends in Poland, friends here in Ukraine, it's been an experience, I tell you.
So last couple times we talked to you, you talked about a lot of optimism from the Ukrainian people in that they were getting closer and closer to demonstrating that Putin didn't get anywhere near to what he thought he was going to get out of here and weren't actually pushing them back. Give me a sense of the current situation, the optimism still remain?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's people, not many, but there's people actually returning from Warsaw, from Poland, back into Kyiv. You know, they think this thing's going to be over in a week. I hope they're right. Their theory behind all of this, which seems to is that Russia didn't prepare for this long, drawn-out battle. You know, they thought it was going to be 72 hours. So they're running out of stuff. You know, if you only think the war is going to last 3 days, you're not going to build enough armaments for a month. I mean, it would make no sense. That stuff has a shelf life on it. I mean, quite a while, but it's a long while. But yeah, they're convinced that this is how it's going to be, and they're more determined than ever. It's just, you know, they work together. They volunteer. I mean, yeah, I'm going to miss people. There was a woman down there. She was kind of monitoring the door. Elderly woman, and she's since gone to Poland, but every time we come in, she grabbed me, hugged me, give me a kiss on the cheek. She called me, cowboy hero or hero cowboy. My family's never going to let me live that one down, but just sweetheart. People I met here, just most amazing, just kindest. I wasn't expecting this.
How is Kyiv different? We have about a minute left, Bill. How is it different from the day you arrived? How long have you been there now?
A couple weeks now, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, the lines are getting longer at the supermarket. There's still food in the park that I'm in. Security has tightened up quite a bit. I used to be waved through the checkpoint. Now they're looking at me pretty tough. They're making me get out of the car, passport, running a check. They're still pretty nice about it, but you can tell people are a little bit on edge. And this is, how people get hurt sometimes, because people are, they're kind of jumpy. They're waiting for some pretty bad stuff. But, you know, that's been rocket attacks in the last couple of days. I go out on the balcony to get a view of the center of Kyiv at times and been quiet. Just amazingly quiet. Which I'm happy for, Scott. I mean, I don't really.
When you were first there, it was what, air raid sirens, every few hours and people on edge?
It was kind of nutty, especially if you travel more toward the Dnieper River. because the Russians are just on the other side of that river.
And wearing down every day. What an incredible story, though. Bill, it's been wonderful following it. We'll stay in touch on the rest of your journey there and your journey back. And also, just want to just say thanks. I mean, you did something. You did something. No doubt about it. Bill Dalzell from Ukraine today on What's On Your Mind.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.